Video posted yesterday on Instagram by Carl Nassib, the Raiders defensive end, that he posted, and he came out. He announced that he's gay. He agonized over this decision to announce such, to make that announcement for 15 years now. He finally did, and now he will become the first active NFL player in league history to announce that he's gay. Of course, we had Michael Sam back in 2014. Is that right, Sam? 2014, Michael Sam? That was drafted but never made an active NFL squad. He was on the practice squad with Dallas on the 90-man, but not the 53. So Carl Nassib doing this for representation. He also donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project, which is a suicide prevention and crisis intervention organization for LGBTQ youth.
You know, Donnie, I looked at this story, and my first reaction was, gee. And then I started thinking more about this story. And Carl Nassib tells us he's agonized over this for 15 years. That takes him back to being 13 years old, Donnie.
Mm-hmm.
His isn't the only agonizing decision in the history of this country. There are tens of thousands of, I would guess hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, who are gay or bi. But the more I thought about this decision, the more I thought that regardless of what you think of that, okay, this took some courage, Donnie.
Oh, yeah. Even in a world where I think we are more accepting to the LGBTQ community, it does take something, especially if you live your life in the public eye, like Carl Nassib, and playing a sport that everyone thinks is so macho that you have this, oh, my gosh, yeah, there's no way you have to be a certain way to play this game. It just helps anyone who's not even playing a sport. It does help that, of course. But anyone that's even trying to let their family know, you know how agonizing that is for some people to even just say it to their parents that they're different? Or their sexuality is different from what everyone thinks that it should be? And, yeah, even if it helps one person to just not have that pressure of trying to keep that inside of them and not have to live a lie just to please everyone else, then he did exactly what he needed to do. A, it's probably a shame that you have to announce that now in these days. Like, the first thing I bet you his teammates will say is, like, who cares? All right, whatever. Like, if you're a good football player, that's all I care about, and that's how the majority of them are going to think. He's going to get some good ribbing from his teammates, or those are his boys, and that's what your boys will do. But now he's doing this so we can get to a point where it doesn't even matter, that you don't even have to announce it, that it's just not that big of a deal. So that's why he did that, so the future could be that way.
You know, there was a running back named Dave Cope, as I recall, from the San Francisco 49ers years ago, who was gay, but we only found out after he'd left, I think it was, as I remember, an 8 or 9 year pro career. I wonder how many facets of this Nassib must have thought through when he was deciding, do I or don't I reveal this? And one of the facets is in your own locker room.
Sure.
What's the reaction going to be there?
It's really tough being the first doing anything. And while you've probably, you know, like I said, we've had Michael Sam, who came out before he was drafted but didn't make an active roster. He's the first one on an active roster that has said he was gay. So that's tough. And I know he probably wrestled with that for a long, well, he just said it, 15 years. He's wrestled with the point of putting that out there in the public eye, because you just don't know how people are going to react to something like that.
Yeah, and he knows he's going to encounter people who object to his lifestyle,
sure,
for religious reasons. He knows he's going to encounter people who simply, they don't like that lifestyle and the people who are part of it. And I'm going to guess there are lots of those in the National Football League. But the more I considered this announcement, the more I thought, how uncomfortable Nassib must have been with himself over the years. And how, Donnie, I even thought, I wonder if people I've just met on the periphery who were gay, I didn't know they were gay, they were concealing it, and how, Donnie, this talks about, this takes him from high school football through Penn State, through the locker rooms of Cleveland and Tampa and Las Vegas.
Yeah, he's 13. He's probably middle school and all through high school. Yeah, and just think, if you can't be yourself around a lot of people that you consider friends or whatnot for fear of what they're going to think about you, how that can eat you up inside. Because you're afraid that someone's going to look down upon you because you're different than them. It's going to take one person who objects to it, and they're going to be the loudest one, and that's what you'll see. And maybe if it's a teammate that's maybe not happy, and that's the one thing he was afraid of. While 99 people will be accepting to who you are, then it takes that one person to say, see, that's why I didn't do it, because of that one person right there. And I don't know if you just can't stop that from happening. So, yeah, that's why it's taken 15 years for that, because you have to build up the courage to do that, to take whatever's going to come your way because of an announcement like that.
And I would assume that he understands that opponents may say something to him, mutter something under their breath, all those things. But he's now out. And I can't imagine how free he must feel today, understanding all the possible situations that he may still encounter, but how free he must feel today.
I wonder how many times he pressed record on the video and just stopped it. It's like, nope, can't do it. Then pressed record and started doing it and said, nope, can't do it. And just on and on until he just said, okay, recorded the video, post, let's go.
I'm just going to imagine this, Donnie. Imagine the struggle at 13, at 14, at 15, at 16 years old. He's trying to understand himself. Just trying to understand what's happening as he went through his teenage years. But then you get to Penn State, and you get into the NFL, and I agree with you. I wonder how many times he came close to hitting the send button. And I wonder, I'm going to assume he feels free today, freer than he's felt in 15 or more years, Donnie. But now he will probably face at times others who know him and object to that lifestyle. And I'm certain when he talked to his friends, they talked over the fact, hey, you're still going to encounter this.
Oh, sure. And he knows that. And I don't think there's going to be a line forming to the left of people that's going to follow in his footsteps with that, because each situation is different. And don't know, it's going to make it easier for maybe one, two, I don't know. But I just, don't expect everyone just to say, whew, okay, all right, you know what, I'm in this same boat. No, they're not going to say that. That's still going to be a tough thing to put out there. And I think he made it easier for some, though, and it's not even about athletes. It's just about someone else. If he has the courage to do that, then someone within their family that's holding back because they're scared of the ramifications of coming out to their family, it maybe made it easier for them, and that's cool, too.
Yes. Yes. Because I think they can look at a guy like this in the NFL and say, whoa, man. How tough must that have been? And they may start to have conversations with friends or family that make their lives easier.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.